Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in internet radio. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, Crispy Dork. Good morning, Crispy Dork. How are you?
Good morning, Brilliant Ideas. How are you doing today?
Well, Happy New Year over there in Florida. How's everything going, and what are your big plans for the New Year's?
You know what's really crazy is every time we do a podcast, it's absolutely beautiful on a Saturday. Like clear skies, I'm getting ready for the new year, probably going to cook some stuff on the grill, have a beer.
Well, you know,
playing
it's
world
clear,
domination.
It's always clear, sunny skies because we bring sunshine to the airwaves. That's what it is.
Yes, 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 we do. We bring lots of smiles, hopefully.
Yeah, so you don't have any real big plans for New Year's Eve? You're going out and shake up thing anywhere?
No, not really. I may play my guitar really loud right at 12:01, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Play really loud. Play some death metal.
You're a party animal. Last year I had New Year's Eve plans, was going out to dinner, and then at 8 p.m. my dinner date canceled on me, so I had a date with the a big bottle of tequila. So it was an interesting New Year's Eve, but this year is going to be different, I think.
Yes, it always sucks like when a date cancels on you. I've been down that road, and it's like you can at least call, maybe send a text message. Don't leave me hanging. You know, you're sitting there and they're at an awesome restaurant. You're like, well, this is just super. I think I'm going to go home now and cry like a little girl at an NSYNC concert.
Yeah, well, this year I got bigger plans. This year I'm going to have a menage a trois. That's what I want to have this year. I've got it all set up. It's going to be me, tequila bottle, and a vodka bottle.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That sounds crazy.
Well, the good thing about it is if you drink at home during New Year's, you don't have to worry about a DUI. And by the way, folks, those people listening, don't drink and drive. This is a fun time, but don't go out there and drink and drive. And if you have to, get a cab, get a limo, or get a really boring non-drinking friend when you go out and have a good time. Or, heck, get a good-looking teetotaler. That's even better.
There you go. You can also check with your local towing companies or maybe even AAA. I know they're offering free tows. I heard some of the local towing companies here in Orlando are doing free tows or tows for a very minimal fee.
Right.
So, or take a cab. You know, everyone should be around for the new year. No drinking, no driving. Don't pull any buffoonery on the roads. You know, while you're liquored up, it's not good. You know.
Now you can pull buffoonery, just not behind the driver's wheel there, steering wheel.
Yes, I mean maybe they'll let you sit in the car while it gets towed. I don't know. Pretend you're driving home drunk. I have no idea. That might cost you an extra $20, though.
Well, today we've got a special guest, Crispy Dork. We have arranged to have a really great singer on our show for the New Year's Eve show. And by the way, anybody who listened last week. Just as a side note, we had technical difficulties on our Christmas spectacular. Turned out to be a bash, and the Grinch stole our Christmas, and we lost all connection to the internet. So if you happen to listen to last week's show on the replay, you're not going to hear a whole lot of anything but just Christmas music. But we apologize for that. But I think today we got it going here, and hopefully it'll all stay together. And I've got the duct tape on the microphone, and everything's put back together. I think we're going to work out okay. But as I was saying, we've got a really special guest.
Yes, she is. She is quite the talent. She is
definitely.
The talent, I must say.
Yeah, we are lucky enough to have on our show today Tara Tensley. And Tara, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you guys, too.
So you got big plans for the New Year's?
Yeah, big plans, staying home with my family. And, you know, it is the safe way. So, yeah, it's really fun, you know, because people can come over and hang out and stay if they drink too much. So it's just, it's a good time. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. It just matters who you're with.
That's right.
Just exactly.
Bring it
that
in.
Is the perfect combination
safe.
Right there. Family, friends, booze, food, music, all the fun stuff.
Exactly. And you're not going to spend like $10 a drink.
Exactly. $10 will buy you a lot of beer if you go to the 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
We like to thank you for coming on our show, and I came across you through a friend of ours, Carol Sunblessed Orchards, and met you through Facebook, and I understand you're quite the singer. I've been listening to some of your music and wanted to have you on just to share the New Year's Eve with us and with the listening folks out there in Radio Land. And just want to say, first of all, I had a couple of questions for you. How the heck did a girl like you get involved in singing? From what I understand, you were riding motocross at one time?
Yeah. Actually, I've always loved singing, and I have, like, home videos of me as a little girl singing to the camera, like there's no tomorrow, even though I was a little shy one. But when I was racing motocross, My mom and dad kind of pushed me into singing the national anthem at the races. So I'd sing the national anthem and then run to the starting line and get on my bike and start the race. So that's kind of how it started, and I love that attention. And I loved singing that song that everybody loves, you know. You're like, no matter what, people are going to cheer, unless you mess up the song, I guess. But it was really fun. So from there, I just, you know, they bought me a guitar and started getting out there with my own songs, and here I am.
So how long have you been singing now?
Wow, a long time. I guess, like the first time I probably sang in public was over 10 years ago. I'm not sure exactly when that was, but it was definitely over 10 years ago.
See, this is, we do this so the people that are out there trying to figure out how old you are, they're getting out their calculators now, figuring out, okay, when she started singing.
You'll never know. I'm just kidding. I'm not private about my age. I'm not one of those girls that are embarrassed by it. I don't think I ever will be. Sometimes I'll tell people I'm older than I really am before my birthday because I forget that I haven't turned older yet. But
well, see,
I'm 27.
When you get our age, you tell everybody how much younger you are.
Yeah.
Right, and you put in keywords like, I'm devilishly handsome. That's also a nice foot for us guys.
So you started singing professionally, I guess, about 10 years ago, and you looks like you've, how many different, you put out, how many different CDs?
I have technically 4 CDs, but only 3 that are for sale. I don't sell the first one just because that's my first one. You know, that's when I did it when I was 16, and you know, stuff you do when you're 16, you're like, okay, well, that's it. I made as many copies as I'm going to make. Whoever has them, and we're going to move on. So the 3 ones I have now, they're Come and Go, Sail Away, and Beautiful Day.
Well, speaking of that, I guess what we should do is for the people that are listening, we need to let them hear a little bit of your music. And I guess I'll have to ask you, what is your favorite song? Is there a favorite song that you sent to me that you like us to play? Start off, I have to tell you, my favorite, since it is kind of a party night, is your song Tonight. Is there any background to that song and why you wrote that song? Or I guess, did you actually write that song?
Yeah, I did. The song is kind of like, I was going through a tough time in a way. And, you know, the struggles with the entertainment industry and the struggles with, like working hard and feeling like you're not really getting anywhere with it. That's what it was. And so I was like, you know what, tonight I'm going to feel all right, you know, if only for tonight. And tomorrow we can just take this on. But, you know, right now I just need to feel cool and just realize that I have accomplished so much. And tomorrow I can just, you know, take the next step forward.
Well, would you like to play that? I agree with that philosophy. Amen to that. And that's appropriate for New Year's Eve and New Year's resolutions. But there's always tomorrow. I'm not going to break into the singing tomorrow. But what we'll do
great,
is
thanks. That'll be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. That's awesome. Great. Thanks.
All right. Well, I think what we'll do, we're going to play your song tonight, and we'll come back and chat a little bit here after the song. So everybody enjoy Tara Tinsley and her song tonight.
That seem to change so fast nowadays, seasons pass a lot. Try to get a hold of the clock on the world. And it seems I'm trying to keep up with time, cause I don't have the time to unwind, and I don't know when my next break is. But tonight
on the show, and I have to say, you remind me, and I read some of the reviews, I'm going to have to say you kind of were like a cross between Lisa Loeb and Territory Amos. I'm really digging the music. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it's very
I've never
very
heard
awesome.
That comparison before. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm not quite normal like the rest of the people, so, you know, it happens.
And I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. He's not.
Yeah, I've noticed.
So you you came out with the three CDs that you're, well, actually four, but the three that you're selling to the public, and I was noticing too on your bio that you've opened for some major bands like Smash Mouth, and what I guess it's encouraging to see that you've made it so far in just 10 years, and what's on the plans for the upcoming year? You got some big places you're hitting.
Well, I'm actually moving to San Francisco, and I'm trying my luck there. But I, my goals are kind of like, I have a lot of goals. I kind of get a little crazy with my goals. but, you know, I really just, for me, it's all about, like, progressing. You know, I'm not going to put myself up to a certain standard and at the end of the year feel like, you know what, I didn't get signed by a major label this year. Oh, no, I'm a failure or whatever. Because, you know, things like that sometimes all happen by chance. I mean, so it's kind of like, did I improve this year? Did I make more money at what I'm doing? You know, and my goal this year is, I've been teaching and playing shows for a living, and my goal this year is to just play shows and make my money that way, and then, you know, record more songs and get myself out there and hopefully find people that want to, you know, help further my career so maybe I can, you know, really make this, you know, a permanent career thing, you know. And so it's all about progressing and becoming a better musician and hopefully meeting the right people.
Well,
yes.
There's an old saying that goes like this: it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. So that's what the music business is all about. Matter of fact, Crispy Dork can tell you he's been involved with the music business for a while, and I guess you probably have some horror stories you could tell her.
Oh, yes. Working at some of the music venues here in Orlando, there's some interesting stories about the music business, some really interesting stories. But one of the things you were talking about, like doing the music, I got an interesting question for you. If you could put together the ultimate tour for performers to go on tour with, who would you choose?
Like if I was going to choose like performers to like tour with on like a U.S. tour or a world tour or something.
Yeah, we're giving you a magic wand. Just take the magic wand
like
and pick whoever
like,
you want.
Like if you're like, you know what, I'm going to put a tour together and I want so-and-so and blah-bitty-blah and just like have the ultimate cool Tara Tinsley tour 2012. You know, who would you choose?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would definitely choose Jack Johnson,
nice.
Zach Brown Band, and Amos Lee. And then I would definitely bring my friend Ryan Toth because he rocks, and he totally deserves to go on some crazy tour, too.
Nice. Very cool. Some good choices there. Very good choices.
Now, let me ask you, too. We talk about who you want to tour with. But shouldn't we find out a little bit more about your background here and find out about, if I'm reading this correctly, sorry to interrupt your fantasy here, but I'm having my own. It looks like here you were a Miss California contest a couple years ago?
I just decided to do that one day because one of my friends just suggested it to me. Hey, why don't you try out for the Miss California competition or whatever? And I was like, yeah, okay, right. And he's like, no, I really think you could win. Like, I really think you should do it. I'm like, I'm short and I'm not a beauty pageant person and I'm not really good at doing my makeup or my hair or anything. I mean, I don't know. I was... you know, I was a motocross girl. But I was like, no, whatever, I'll go for it. I'll try. So I tried, and I went in for the interview because it's kind of crazy the way they do it because it's part of the Miss Universe competition. So there's so many, like, and there's so many things that go along with it that, you know, they do, like, big city competitions, but for the smaller cities, they just do interviews, you know, for those people instead of, like, an actual pageant. So I represented San Joaquin County, but when I went in the – interview, you know, he's like, you got to write down on a little piece of paper, you know, why you, what you want to do, you know, and And of course, like why you want to be there, what you do to change the world and stuff. And I said something about I would want to make the world a better place or something, you know. And the guy looks at me, he's like, laughs as he reads it, and he's like, so how do you want to make the world a better place? Because, you know, he's probably heard this thing a thousand times. And I actually had a straight answer for him, you know, because I told him I started my club, Musicians for a Better Planet, and I want to use that to, you know, help make the world a better place and improve not only the planet, but our relationships with each other and all this stuff. And he's like, huh, okay, well, you're in. And I was like, what? Really? What? Okay, well, I kind of did this as a joke to myself, but all right, okay.
Well, I can see, of course, I've been using your photograph to lure people into the show all week, so I can see why they chose you. It was a good choice. Now, how far did you get along in the actual contest?
I got 16 out of 100 and something or other girls.
That's pretty awesome. That is still pretty awesome, though, you know?
Great. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good experience. But you know, it was funny. I got a lot of good jokes out of it. You know, there's people crying after because they didn't make the top 15 or whatever, and I was like,
right.
Whoa, yeah. I'm going crazy. Like, this one girl was gonna storm the stage and like tackle the girl who won, and I'm like, really, this happens in real life? Oh my gosh.
That's great. They're gonna start a mosh pit and, you know, take out the girl wearing the crown, and you're just like, whatever, I'm gonna go home, play my guitar and write some songs. I ain't crying over this.
Exactly.
You know?
And speaking of songs, I was reading here you've actually written what, 300 songs?
Yeah, something like that. I have a lot of songs. A lot of them I don't remember. I have in notebooks, you know, I've notebooks and notebooks of songs, but yeah, around that number.
Wow, that's pretty good. I tried to be a songwriter one time, and now you can see where I ended up on the radio and dealing with food. and speaking of food, since this is supposed to be a foodie show, a little bird told me that you are also a big time. Not only are you're a biker, you're a singer, you're an actress, but you're also a baker. So tell us a little bit about your baking experience.
Well, I love baking. I've been baking since I was young, you know, and I'm always making cookies or whatever. And I love, like, inventing new cookies and making people their favorite cookies of mine and improving my recipe so people are constantly say these are the best cookies I've ever had. And sometimes I'll make cookies for my shows, especially like festivals and things like that, and kind of give out free cookies to people who buy CDs or just to lure them to my merchandise table and stuff. I have free cookies over here. Come on, you know. And I don't know. It's such a fun thing for me. I think I enjoy making them more than I love eating them, but then sometimes I love eating them.
That literally sounds like a sweet deal. You buy a CD and you get some awesome cookies or brownies or cupcakes. That's like a definite plus in my book. You know, if I showed up to one of your shows, I'd probably buy everything. And everyone else would be like, where did it go? The big Sasquatch took it all. You know.
Well, while we're move along here, I guess we probably should play some more of your music for the people that are listening in. And is there a choice of yours, Tara, that you'd like to play? I've got several that you sent to me. What would you like to go with next? You got This Morning, Sail Away, Give Me, or No Escaping You. Is No Escaping You a newer song you just came out with?
Actually, No Escaping You is from my album before this one in 2007. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can play This Morning. That's one of my newer songs, and I wrote that about one of my friends. Her dad died, and I kind of wrote it about what I felt like she was going through, because I couldn't imagine like how horrible that must feel, and she was really going through a hard time. So I wrote that for her.
All right. Well, let's play This Morning for those that are out there listening. This is Tara Tinsley with her song This Morning.
Thank you.
year, and you said you moved to San Francisco, so you just moved there?
I'm going to be moving there. Right now I'm living in the Central Valley, and I'm going to be moving to San Francisco probably in January. Me and my friend are looking for a place right now. It's kind of hard, but we're looking for the right place, and then we'll be moving in probably in January.
Whereabouts in the Central Valley are you now?
Tracy.
Tracy. I used to live in Cambria. I don't know if you're familiar with Cambria over on the coast, and that was just a too slow of a town, beautiful area, but just couldn't handle the Central Coast, so I had to come to San Diego where the action was.
Yeah, so I kind of feel that right now.
Yeah, because I can imagine
like
San Francisco has a lot more opportunities for you.
Oh, yeah, and it's, I mean, it's about an hour to an hour and a half, depending on where you're going in the city for me. So it's really hard to have to drive so far, so long, a lot, you know, just to go to a show or go to an opportunity. So it's just, it'd be better for me and better for my quality of life to be there, and then I could just be there. And then I feel like every time I'm there, I meet someone who could help me with my career. So if I was there all the time, then maybe something will happen, you know?
Right. By the way, too, for those that are listening, if you would like to call in and talk to Tara and ask a question, don't forget to call in the show number, which is 714-242-5272. You can call in and ask us anything, because anything goes on this show. And
also, if you scroll down on the show page, there is a chat room where you can join in on the chat where I'm actually posting the phone number for the show as well.
All right. Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to our show before, Tara, but each week we have a guest on and we ask them a question, which is a simple question, but I always get that deer in the headlights look or sound on the radio. But we all know about your we all know about your bio, and we can read online about you and your background. But here's what we always want to know on this show. Tell us something about you, and I'll say this very slow so you can be thinking. Tell us something about you that no one knows that you can share on the radio. And keep in mind, it is a PG-13 show. But tell us something that maybe a different talent that no one may know about, or something about your background that not a whole lot of people know, and it's all yours.
Maybe a guilty pleasure, like you listen to 80s glam bands when no one's around.
See, we get that deer in the headlights look.
It's so hard to think about, because you're like, wait, what, you know, because sometimes you file things away. No. Well, I do. Okay, I guess one thing I do is I talk to myself a lot, like all the time, and I get caught a lot talking to myself. But I'll also like talk to myself in the mirror, pretending like I'm on a show, or I'll pretend that I'm in a movie a lot when I'm just like, just to kind of entertain myself, because sometimes life can get kind of like, oh, okay, a little dull sometimes, and I don't like that feeling, so I'll just pretend I'm in a movie and just make it more dramatic for me, and or just start talking to myself about things, and I don't know. So I guess I'm a little weird.
You fit right in with Christy Stark and me, because I talk to myself all the time, and the bad part about it is if you talk to yourself and ask questions and you answer back, then you might need to go see somebody.
I'm recording voiceovers,
and I'm just sitting there in the little studio talking to myself, and I'll just start going off. And there's probably some very funny unedited clips I should make just like a best of the craziness, or you know, just sitting there. I'm like, man, am I crazy? I'm talking to the mic. There's nobody around. This is. I need help.
Well, let's see. Okay, so I thought she was perfect, but we found out a flaw here, Crispy Dork. She was a biker. She's beautiful. She can sing. She can act. She can cook. But she talks to herself.
it's all good. We need an army of Tara Tinsleys for the single guys out there. That's what we need. We need a cloning process. I mean, motocross and baking and singing. Like, that's just so awesome. Like, really, it's super awesome.
It's great to have clones for me, because then when I'm at a show and some weird guy starts talking to me, I'll be like, hey, clone, come over here, talk to him.
Exactly.
Well, I think what we do is we're not getting any phone calls here, so I'm going to play another one of your songs. You got Sail Away and No Escaping You. Which one is your favorite?
Oh, my gosh, I really like both of them. How about you pick one this time?
All right, well, I kind of like Sail Away. I saw the video, too, which you made. I guess it was when you were in Japan, what, in like 2007, 2008?
Japan.
Yeah, if you go online on YouTube and there's an actual music video of this song, Sail Away. How'd that come about, by the way, in Japan?
Yeah, that'd be an interesting experience going over to Japan, you know.
Yeah, that was fun. It was seriously unreal. Like, playing there was, I think, the best experience of my life.
Really?
I think Japan, the people in Japan like the use of neon colors and super bright lights, and you're like, I got to wear sunglasses at night, literally.
Yeah. It's so awesome. I love it.
Well, what we'll do is we'll play your song, Sail Away, and we'll come back and chat at the end here. We're almost running out of time, so after this song, we'll be back and talk for a few more minutes. Anybody wants to call in, 714-242-5272, and this is Tara Tensley's song, Sail Away.
You can drown.
That was Tara Tensley with Sail Away. Excellent, excellent song.
Thank you. One thing I have to say about that song, actually, is I co-wrote that particular song with a guy named Dan Quigg. I just want to put some credit out there to him. And that's, I think, one of the only songs I've co-wrote with someone. And we kind of put that together because of our feelings about the planet and stuff. So he did a great job on that with me.
Excellent, excellent. It was I like that song. And if anyone has a chance to go watch the video, I guess that video was filmed in Japan while you were there.
Yes, it was in Sendai.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite songs is I like Ridiculous. That's actually quite a cool song.
Thank you. I love that song, too. It's my sister's favorite. She loves it. We were at a show in San Francisco, and I had them all singing with me that song.
Nice. Now, Very cool.
I failed to mention, but if people want to buy your CDs or buy your line of product, I see you've got a whole line of clothes and different things that they can buy. What the website they want to go to, is it www. You fill in the blank, because I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's Tara Tinsley, TaraTinsley.com, and you can go to the store from there, or you can just put a /products on the end of that.
Okay.
Nice.
And you got everything there.
You know what would be... Sorry about that. You know what would be a good idea, Frank, would be getting her together with the lady from Mumsy's Cookies and putting, like, a package together, like CDs and cookies, like a Christmas or holiday or gift basket thing. That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we need to hook you up with Katarina. She's we call her the Cookie Diva, but that'd be kind of interesting. Maybe she could even work on help you work on your recipes and put together a whole package of Tara Tinsley's cookies. Hey, we might be talking to Mrs. Fields Cookies right here. we do have a phone call, a caller coming in, so I never know what's going to happen when I click on the phone call, so bear with us, and I think we got a question coming in for you, so hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. You're on the air live. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Hey, how you doing? Did you have a question for Tara?
I sure did. I mean, we're talking about sailing away, beautiful day, memories. Now you're mentioning cookies and stuff and a basket. Like, if she's going to sail away, which was sort of where I was starting my question from, and now we're going to have a basket of cookies, we've got beautiful day and stuff, and I know Tara likes a lot to do with pictures and memories, so what all would she pack kind of thing on her little trip to sail away?
Oh, well... I would definitely pack enough food and water to last me a few months at sea if I was going to sail away. And I would pack my good friends and family, too, and my piano and my guitar if I had a good enough boat to hold a piano. And, yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of books, too, because I love to read.
Excellent. What about emergency supplies? And what if, let's say, you capsized, as one of your other songs, and you needed to start a garden?
Well, I would definitely make sure I have a boat that, like, had auto furling, so I didn't have to be out on deck during a storm, and make sure I have an experienced sailor who has captain status to help me, because I'm not that great at sailing, and he would make sure, or she would make sure, that we have all the right supplies and the life jackets.
Or maybe commission an Old Navy boat, Old Navy aircraft carrier, be the SS Tinsley.
Yeah, I can have a helicopter on there.
That'd be awesome.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, caller. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but
okay.
We appreciate you giving a call. And as our time runs out here, I was just thinking, if you were stranded, sail away, and you're stranded out there, the good thing is you wouldn't have to worry, because you do know how to talk to yourself, so you would have lots of company out there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, don't feel so
That's
bad.
True.
I have multiple personalities, so I'd have a whole, like, I'd have a whole island full of people. And speaking of that, exactly. And speaking of that, matter of fact, that's a great segue into your last song, which is No Escaping You. So,
yes, that's perfect.
Yeah, right.
What a great segue. But I wanted to say thank you for calling in today to the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's been a lot
thank
of fun.
You for having me.
And see, we weren't too tough on you. We actually can be gentlemen sometimes, but we do hope you have a happy New Year and enjoy your family on New Year's Eve. Don't get any trouble. I'm not going to guarantee that we're not going to, but we'll try.
Yeah.
And
I'm just going to be playing world domination myself, so there might be some problems.
But we do thank you for coming in. And matter of fact, maybe you can come back later and we can swing this cookie deal that Crispy Dog has come up with. I may have you back on to promote some cookies along with your CDs.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, thanks again, and you have a happy New Year.
All right, you guys too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And as I said, to segue, since we're talking about multiple personalities and talking to yourself, I can't think of a better song than No Escaping You. And Crispy Dork, did you have anything you want to add to say goodbye to the folks out there and about New Year's?
Oh, no. She is a very awesome, awesome, talented woman. That's for sure. I mean, all the things
yeah.
she does, I mean, like, it's crazy. You know, it's awesome that she's following the American dream and doing what she loves. And hopefully, you know, I wish her the most awesome luck for 2012 and further her awesome career. And hopefully there'll be some new albums out this year or for next year or 2012. And, you know.
Well, I'll second that, and we'll say cheers to her, and we'll also say cheers to our listening folks out there. And we wish everybody a happy New Year, and stay out of trouble, and I hope everyone out there has a great 2012 and beyond.
Yes.
And as we close out here, we're going to go close out with Tara Tensley's song, No Escaping You. You guys come back next Saturday, same place, same time, and we'll have some more food, fun, and God knows what else will happen. Happy New Year.
Yes, everyone, happy New Year from Brilliant Ideas Radio.